Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Question: why is God judging us as a nation so severely? Well, some people will say, there's no God. These are just the way that things are. Well, why is it so crazy and upside down and mixed up? Why are we flooded with immigrants? Why are we flooded with the drugs? Why are we flooded with the murders and all of the shooting of policemen and having to go to war nearly everywhere in the world? Why do you think God would judge this nation severely? And for what cause? Remember, the proverb says, the curse does not come without cause. Now let's come to Jeremiah 18. We've come to this before, but now we're going to take a really good look at it. Why is God judging America? And you need to know this. God judges all the nations. And God knows what's going on everywhere at all times. Stop and think about this. If God knows when a sparrow dies, what do you think He understands when people sin? And what is sin? Most people don't even know what sin is. Sin is a transgression of the laws and commandments of God. And He set it in motion automatically. If you love God and keep His commandments, you'll receive blessings. If you don't love God and don't keep His commandments and hate Him and think that everything that He has done is cruel and vicious and mean, then you will never understand God. Let's come to Jeremiah 18. Because we're living in a time very similar to what it was during the days of Jeremiah. When Jerusalem and Judah were ready to be destroyed because of sin, and God's judgment coming upon them. And that judgment eventually was the Babylonian armies of King Nebuchadnezzar, and they destroyed Jerusalem and destroyed the temple and took them captive. And people say, well, that couldn't happen here. Yes, it's going to. Verse 1, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, now these are the words of God. And the word of God, who cannot lie, who has created everything that there is, all the earth, all animals, everything that is here. Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he was working at his wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was ruined in the hand of the potter, so he made it again into another vessel as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel. Now, let me tell you one thing. The 10 tribes of Israel were never assimilated into the Gentiles. You need this book, America and Britain in Prophecy. This will tell you exactly what is happening, because America and the nation of Northwest Europe are the descendants of the 10 tribes of Israel. So you need to understand that these scriptures apply to us today just exactly as it applied to the Jews and Jerusalem and Judea in the days of Jeremiah. Now continuing, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. If at any time I shall speak concerning a nation, concerning a kingdom, to pluck it up, to pull it down, to destroy it. Stop and think. God is the one who does it. But how does he do it? He uses other nations. You don't want God to come down and do it personally, because there would be nothing left but dust and ashes. And he does it that there may be repentance. If that nation against whom I have spoken will turn from their evil, and that's what is God is giving this nation today, a chance to turn from evil. But as we will see, they are going headlong and dedicated into the most horrific evil that could ever happen. If at any time I shall speak concerning a nation, concerning a kingdom, to build it, to plant it, if it does evil in my sight, that it does not obey my voice. Now that is every nation on earth, down through all times in history. Then I will repent of the good which I said I would do to them. Now therefore speak to the men of Judah and the people of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord, behold, I'm forming evil against you and devising a plan against you. Return now, each one from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. That's what God wants. And when we get done with this segment and with the next segment, we better all be praying that there will be that kind of repentance, because if not, it's going to be beyond the wildest imagination of anyone in the United States of America. But here's going to be the reaction. And they say, there's no hope, but we will walk after our own ways, and we will each one do according to the stubbornness of his evil heart. Now then, let's come over here to chapter 6 in Jeremiah. Let's see what the society is like. I want you to think about Washington, D.C. I want you to think about all of the states and their governors and the representatives and the counties and the cities and all of the rulers and all of the people and everything that is going on, all of the evil, all of the drugs, all of the sex, all of the filthiness, all of the rottenness, all of the immigrants coming in, legal and illegal.
Where are they going? It's certainly a very revealing one. Let me just show you a little bit of a map, and that is where they tell us they're headed, ultimately to the next town to the north of here. This is very much a crossroads. If you go west, you're probably headed to California, towards Tijuana, as the last caravan did. In this case, they say they're heading north, ultimately to Piedras Negras, which is on the U.S. border right across from Eagle Pass, Texas. Now, they say, by the way, John, that they can probably get there within 4 or 5 days. That puts this caravan there by Monday or Tuesday at the latest. And the migrants tell me, one said, I said, are you scared? Are you worried? You're getting close to the border. He said, well, I am worried, because if immigration gets me, they'll deport me. And if the cartels get me, then they could kidnap or kill me.
Jeremiah 6 and verse 11. Therefore I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding it in. Pour it out on the children in the streets, on the assembly of the young men together. Even the husband and the wife shall be taken, as well as the aged, with fullness of days. And their houses shall be turned over to others. Therefore with their fields and wives, for I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, says the Lord. Why? Why is God going to do that? And we'll see another prophecy in just a bit that was given 3,500 years ago that's taking place, shaping up, and ready to come to pass today. So I want to ask you, what are you going to do in your life? Let's read on. Here's the reason, verse 13. For everyone from the least of them to the greatest of them is greedy for gain. From the prophet even unto the priest, everyone deals falsely. most of the governors, most of the senators, most of the representatives. And think about the absolute stupidity of what one commentator called the party of death. And we'll see why in a little bit. The Democrat Party, while Venezuela is trying to rescue itself from socialism, one-third of the Democrat Party wants to put in the worst kind of socialism in America. And if it ever comes about, as you see Venezuela today, that is your future. And God means business. Verse 14. They have also healed the hurt of the daughter of my people, slightly saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Or we're getting along fine, but what do you do with all the crime? What do you do with all the drugs? What do you do with all the sex problems? What do you do with the entertainment problems, which are now given over to satanic evil? This nation is coming up in the face of God, and God is going to answer for the worst crime in 100 years. Let's go on. Were they ashamed when they committed abomination? No, they were not ashamed, nor could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall at the time that I punish them. They shall be cast down. Thus says the Lord, stand in the way and see and ask for the old past. That's what God wants. Repent and come back to the word of God, the truth of God, the commandments of God, the righteousness of God, where the good way is, and walk in it, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they say, we will not walk in it. It is so absolutely hideously bad in America that two grade school children went to school with a necklace cross, and the Islamic teacher told them they couldn't do it. And there she was saying you couldn't do it because it's religion, and she had on her scarf covering her hair, which is a religious practice. You see the hypocrisy. It is unreal. That's why you need to turn to God. That's why you need to stop and think about what you're doing, where you're going, what your life is, your husband, your wife, your children, your family. What is it? Let's read on. Also, I've set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the ram's horn, the possibility of war. But they said, we will not hearken. Therefore, hear you nations, and know, O congregation, what will happen to them. Hear, O earth. Now, God is saying this is coming because of the creation of the earth that he has made. Other times, he says, by myself, by the heavens. But he says this, hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil on this people. Are we suffering from a great deal of evil of all kinds in America and in Europe and in Britain? Yes. Because they have not hearkened to my words. Do they have the Bible? Do you have the Bible? Have you read it? Do you believe it? Or do you believe these false preachers would say, oh, Jesus did away with the law? If you believe that, you believe one of the most hideous lies in the whole extent of preaching the gospel. God sent his word as a witness. And you need to understand it. Because when the time comes, if you're suffering from these judgments, don't say, oh, I wonder why it's coming. Let's read on. Even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened to my words nor to my law, but have rejected it. Okay, let's come to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah the 5th chapter. Now, when the Bible talks about a woe, that means trouble and difficulty and upset and unexpected tragedy to happen. You want to know why we're suffering all these things? You want to know why God is judging us? And you want to know why God is going to judge us so severely? Read this. Verse 20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Isn't that what they're doing? Did you know that in California, they're going to start teaching kindergarten children 15 gender possibilities?
When babies are born, people ask, is it a boy or a girl? Babies can't talk, so grown-ups made a guess by looking at their bodies. This is the sex assigned to you at birth, male or female. Sometimes people get this confused with gender, but gender is much more than the body you were born with. And for some people, there are more than just two choices. These are just a few words people use. Trans, genderqueer, non-binary, gender fluid, transgender, gender neutral, agender, neutral, bigender, third gender, two-spirit, and there are even more words people are using to describe their experience. This is called the gender spectrum.
How evil can you get? That is pure Satanism. Now let me tell you a truth. When you kick God out of the government, kick God out of the church, kick God out of the schools, kick God out of the home, kick God out of everything in your life, you're going to have nothing but disaster. Why? Because you know who fills in the vacuum? Satan, the devil, and every evil to the baseness of human nature and satanic debauchery flows like a river of death. Who put darkness for light and light for darkness? Who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter? Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight, because it's all going to lead to disaster. Woe to them who are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink and add in their drugs, who justify the wicked for a bribe. Yes, there is a two-tier system of justice in America. For the equal, that's the elite, but nothing for the unequal. That's all of us poor paupers down here at the bottom rung of the ladder. Look at what has happened politically to those who are running for president who have committed the worst treasonous crimes possible. They're walking around thinking about running for president again. What's going to happen? Therefore, as fire devours the stubble. What is the most fiery weapon we have today, which burns and destroys everything? Atomic and hydrogen bombs and missiles. Oh, well, they won't come here. Don't kid yourself.
Боевая тревога.
Боевой курс 80.
A similar weapon detonated over Washington, D.C., could release enough radioactive fallout to kill everyone in Washington, D.C., everyone in Baltimore, everyone in Philadelphia, half the population of New York City, with casualties and fatalities as far north as Boston.
And the flame burns up the chaff. Their root shall be like rottenness, and their blossoms shall go up like dust, because here is the whole reason, right here. They have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Have you done that? Has your church done that? Has your pastor done that? You look at all the segments that we have here on Church at Home concerning the falseness of the Christianity of this world. Let me ask you a question. You hear me bring this up all the time. What is the first step back to God? Number one, repentance. What is the second step? You start keeping the holy seventh day Sabbath, which is not Sunday. And all the Sunday keepers are deluded. Yes, they use part of the Word of God, but they don't have a clue. You read Matthew 7:21-23, and that will describe your best Sunday keeping church, lawlessness, whom Christ says, "I never knew you." Here's the result, verse 25. Therefore, the anger of the Lord is kindled against his people, and he has stretched out his hand against them and has stricken them, and the hills trembled, and the dead bodies were as filth in the midst of the streets. In all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Now, let's come to Deuteronomy 28, and I want to read to you a prophecy. You read the whole book of Deuteronomy 28. Everyone wants the blessing of God, but they don't want to obey. Everyone wants the goodness and prosperity that comes from God, but they're unwilling to follow God. Blessings and cursings are the full story of Deuteronomy 28. Let's start here in verse 1. So we'll give you that God is willing to give goodness. God is willing to recognize repentance. God is willing to hold back his hand of correction and destruction if there are enough people in America who will truly repent of their satanic and lawless ways. Remember, all the commandments of God were made for our good. Not a curse, our good. The curse is the sin. And it works just like the law of gravity. Verse 1. It shall come to pass if. Now I want you to circle all the ifs in the first part, Deuteronomy 28. We don't have enough time to go through it. But if. You shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, and it's all written down. You don't have to wonder, well, is God going to speak to me? No, it's written down. And to do all his commandments which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Did not that happen with the United States of America after World War II? Yes. And we fought World War II to go against Hitler and to go against Tojo. And Second World War, God raised up this nation to save the world. And we'll see in the next segment. Now, what have we done with that blessing of God? You're going to be amazed. Then he says, all these blessings shall come upon you. I'll let you read it. In the city, in the field, in the fruit of your body, everything that you do will be blessed. You want the blessings of God? You're not going to get them unless you love God and keep his commandments, period. Let's come clear over here to Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. This is the 3,500-year-old prophecy that God gave to the children of Israel. See, because when God says something, it is true and continues, because he's eternal, and everything that he does is eternal. So when he says 3,500 years prior, it's going to happen. Now, it happened to the 10 tribes of Israel before they were removed by the Assyrians out of the northern area of Israel. And it happened to the Jews in 585 B.C. And it happened to them in 70 A.D. All of those are testimonies and proof that God will do it. Now look at it today. Verse 43, the stranger dwelling among you shall get up above you very high, and you shall come down low. That's precisely what is happening today.
traer aquí, carnal. Hey, aquí los niños, mira, ve. Una vez, para arriba.
Because you look at what's marching up, that's an invasion. That's an invasion.
The word of God is living, and these consequences are coming upon us. Verse 44, he shall loan to you, and you shall not loan to him. Think about that. What is our debt? Well, if it's really analyzed properly, it's about $300 trillion. And one day, it's going to all come crashing down. And what will you do? You will run to the streets like Venezuela. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. And all these curses shall come upon you, and shall pursue you, and overtake you, and shall destroy you, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes as he commanded you. Now notice verse 46. If you have any doubt that these verses apply to us and we are part of the 10 tribes of Israel, read this verse. They shall be upon you everything in the whole chapter for a sign and a wonder, and on your seed forever. Why? Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore you shall serve your enemies, which the Lord shall send against you in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and the want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron on your neck until he has destroyed you. The Lord shall bring a nation against you from afar, probably China. From the end of the earth as the eagle flies, a nation whose language you shall not understand, a nation fierce of countenance who does not regard the person of the old nor show favor to the young. Think about that. Did you know you ought to do a little study about how much China has owned America? They control the Panama Canal. Think about these things, because they have great ramifications and they will come to pass. But what is the great crime that we are doing as a nation? Well, you'll have to come to segment two so that you will know what that crime is and how hideous it is and how God is going to bring all these curses and all these corrections upon us, and we will be brought to nothing. Now, you need our book, From a Speck of Dust to Son of God, Why Were You Born? And go to that series and get the book, because that is the very heart and key that we're going to cover in the next segment. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. I hope you seriously take these words. I hope you seriously consider what God has said. I hope that you realize that these are words of warning that are true and will come to pass. So the question is, what will you do? So until next time, this is Fred Colder saying thank you for inviting me into your home.